This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Good morning, kia ora, and welcome to Free Left Turn here on 89.0 Independent Community Media. Kia ora, Fred.
Good morning.
Well, okay, hey, guys.
Mick.
Punching above our weight.
Yeah. What a load of dingo's kidneys.
Wow. Mm. Can I have a little bit of a joke first to start with? No, well, it's sort of funny,
is
but
it's clean. Is it not your joke about the aristocracy?
It's not to do with countesses and their partners, whose name is...
You mean viscounts?
Something like that. But apparently it's true, so I'll look it up.
So the emphasis in this word is on the U rather than the O.
That's why they changed it. So you're still countesses, but not necessarily countesses' husbands.
That aside?
Yeah. Right, that's not what we're talking about. Punching above our weight. The Olympics.
Oh, yeah. Go for it. You're on your own there, mate.
Okay. Yeah. I'm not that interested, and I think personally, professional sports players, you know, they're good on them, but it's still professional. That's what they do for a living and money and all that. But I noticed America hasn't been winning the gold medal count.
Oh.
And guess who has? China. Yeah. Up to date.
Raise up brows, intake your breath.
Yeah. So in America, instead of winning how they report the medal things.
Like the gold.
Yeah, as who's winning, because they're not winning the gold medal count, it's now total medals. So now they say, America's winning because we've got...
The most medals.
Got the most medals. Isn't that interesting?
It's pathetic, really.
Yes, it is pathetic.
But it just shows you the pettiness and the competition and the nationalism, and you've got... Russia not allowed to be in the Olympics, and Israel's allowed to be, and they've just murdered some more people.
There's something on the medal table about what is it? They were called something, and there must be Russian athletes there.
They can compete as an individual.
Some independent sort of thing.
Yeah, I looked on the table and thought, yeah.
Because they've done it before. The Russian athletes have gone to these competitions, but not under.
The Russian Federation.
Well, they've just about been permanently excluded for how long?
God knows.
Yeah, so. But to me, the hypocrisy is they've done that to Russia. Meanwhile, Israel is allowed to compete. Doesn't make sense.
Are North Koreans competing in the Olympics?
I think they are.
Yeah.
I'm sure they are.
I imagine so.
Yeah.
So much for bringing the countries together, bringing the selective countries together.
Clubs, isn't it?
A bit like the club,
So it's Cold War, but it's in sports.
You don't belong to our club.
And then they say they make it this big competition about... who's winning, blah, 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 rather than... exceptionalism of sport and
bringing the world together for
participation.
They start raising the flags and off it goes. Thing that disappoints me, and I'll say it now, is the New Zealand Sevens. If you didn't know, Mick, because you've been hiding under a bush, the woman won the rugby, which was expected, and even though some of the commentators were punching above her weight, etc.
I'm going to vomit in a minute.
Sorry, mate, but they're already home. they've already finished and left the Olympics.
So what happened to the team spirit there now for the duration of the competition?
Yeah, that's what I mean. This is professionalism, and I don't know
why. But once upon a time, they used to stay there. Regardless if they finished their event or whatever, you stayed there for the whole 2 weeks.
Yeah, and the other... So that's my... I don't give a thumb down for it. And the other one is that some of the athletes have left the Olympic accommodation and are staying in rather classy hotels, etc.
At whose expense?
Huh?
At whose expense?
Well, who knows, but their sponsors or whatever. Because let's face it, you're dealing with... most of them, apart from a few people from the Pacific Islands and deep, darkest Africa, they're professionals.
Yeah.
And, they just... So, I don't know why we're doing it.
Well, you do wonder when all this rah-rah goes on. I mean, as a kid growing up, when the Olympics were on, it was all about bringing the world together for a change instead of
punching each other
with the bits.
Yeah, yeah. And then they all, let's face it, they all compete against each other. So they all, most of them, they all know each other quite well, etc. Yeah, yeah. So why don't we just either have it so that the individual's doing it, but once you get this nationalism, we've seen how bad nationalism is, and nationalism can lead on to fascism, and all
the splattered arm people. Yeah,
yeah, it can do you all sorts of stuff.
Oh,
yeah, I know. I've prided myself that I have not taken any notice of the Olympics as of to date.
Yeah.
Not
I know athletes want to go and do it and some medal and blah, blah,
yeah, but they're
blah,
doing it for money. They're not doing it for...
Well...
They dress it up as doing it for the country and we're all winners together.
Well, I think they might believe they're doing it for the country.
Well, they have to believe their own lie in order to sell it. But it's about money.
Well, it's about money and prestige and rankings. And then they go, they finish early and then they go off to the next thing. Next competition.
Fancy seeing you here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Which country do I represent now? Yeah.
It's a bit like having a surfing at Tahiti.
Yeah.
Margaret couldn't believe that one.
That's right. It's French Tahiti, is it?
Yeah, but I kind of explain it well. French, they look up on these, what they call them? Overseas departments.
Yeah.
That's part of them. So, sharing the glory.
The French Empire.
Yep, still exist.
I wonder if there's any poor people in France.
They've been moved out.
Are they?
Oh, okay. Yeah, they've been shipped to
Paris.
We can't have the hoi polloi and the lower life forms giving a bad impression.
I think that doesn't...
We're talking about that, the competition that shall remain nameless. I see the French are having difficulty with the weather. It's been chucking down on and off.
Yeah.
So it's been raining on their parade.
Yeah. Well, especially their opening one. And it was quite tragic for them because they do spend a lot of time and money and practice and
€8 million, yeah.
And, of course, the Seine was choppy and
a wash with...
Well, then it rains. And, of course,
the floaters.
They'd made a lot of effort to clean up the floating particles in the river,
and then Mother Nature comes along and
rains. And what happens when it rains? Every pipe gets filled with empty, got to go somewhere.
Yes.
Lots of Richards.
So disappointing for those who... Because let's face it, it's not the individual's fault. They go out there and they volunteered to be in the...
In the whatever.
So and the sports players, they're all doing it. They're all doing it. That's what they do for a living, or do it as their passion and their living. Some do it as just amateurs. But
there's a qualification.
Yeah,
they have these qualifications. That's why you go.
But anyway,
somehow I don't, and then
we reward them. I think we the taxpayer, and we hand over some money.
We chipped in towards the team, haven't we?
If they get a medal, we chip in again. I believe I stand to be corrected on that. We're not the only country that does that.
What if they chip back with their sponsorship back to the taxpayer?
Yeah, I don't know if they have to pay tax on their award.
Interesting.
But anyway, it's how it is, and it does entertain, and as long as you treat it like that, it's
better that than
it's a
war.
Competition.
It's better that than war.
Unfortunately, though, look, already they're blaming the Chinese, as per usual, Chinese cheat. They can't help themselves. It's not.
Yeah, there was that time when the Chinese came out of the swimming pool and they walked like this.
It seems that life, politics and sport, if you lose, then it's rigged. that someone somewhere has cheated.
You can't face
up to the fact that you lost because you weren't as good, as good as the other one.
Yeah, that was
everything's rigged. Oh, I lost. It's rigged.
Yeah, it's just ridiculous. I just feel sorry because, you know, they get it and they take it seriously, and it's not their fault that they take it seriously. Good on them. That's what they're doing. The fabulous swimmers or runners of me, but they go out. They don't talk to each other. And you think this is meant to be a sport.
Afterwards, they'll be at the bar having a few bevvies.
Not if they've got another race, wouldn't be allowed to be.
Once they've done all their competition.
Then they're on the plane back to the next competition.
Who knows?
We're all just, I don't know if we're jealous or. But I just find it cynical.
But it's just because of all the politicking that goes on. That's what cheapens the whole thing for me, and that's why I just don't bother with it, because it's just a load of dingo's kidneys.
But the UK has done very well, just as a... they were ahead of America. We were ahead of America.
Oh, because it means Britain's got more medals than America.
No, they got more gold. But I think that might have changed, but
Dear, oh dear.
Anyway, it's entertainment.
But there was a far serious matter that came out of the UK.
Oh, absolutely.
The Southport stabbings. The
killing, yeah.
Well, and they've spread to a few other places.
Far-right nonsense.
Demonstrations coming.
Malicious social media saying that he was a refugee. Turns out he was actually born there.
Born in Cardiff.
Yeah. And I was interviewing people up in Southport, and there's people who weren't European who had northern accents.
Yeah. And George Galloway, I don't know if he's right or not, but he probably wouldn't have said it unless he thought his sources were good. It was like, apparently it was some Indian site on Twitter had said the guy was a new migrant from...
Yeah, and it was completely false.
The person's name is Axel Ruda Cabana.
He's something like 17 years old.
His parents were from Rwanda.
Yeah. But he was born in...
In Cardiff.
But
Nigel Farage jumped on the bandwagon.
Oh, him and that other idiot, Tommy Robinson.
Let's face it, are they coming out to demonstrate?
Those young kids, six-year-olds.
Yeah, it was terrible.
But is it about migrants or is it just about colour?
I think you've answered your own question.
That's the migration, the illegal migration, and it's going to get excuse.
It's going to get worse.
And the protest ended outside a mosque.
Well, it was a riot. They've had them last night, the night before, in other places.
But on the plus
side, lots of people, contractors in the community, all chipped in, and they started repairing
the fences and that.
There was some positive.
There was community.
There was something actually funny that came out of that protest.
There was
this idiot. He was mouthing off. He was a far right idiot, mouthing off about this, that, and the other thing. Couldn't understand him. Probably inbred. But he stood in between the line of police and the protesters throwing bricks. And then he was struck first in the side of the head with a brick.
And he got knocked on the head for batting, did he?
No, then he got hit in the goolies with another one.
Not his day, was it?
No.
It was bringing tears to my eyes.
What an idiot to put himself in the no man's land.
I picked that on Navarra Media.
Isn't it close to a lynch mob? That's what scares me.
That wasn't just
a protest, rightly or wrongly.
It's vigilantes.
The violence came. Yeah. And the cops got injured, etc.
Yeah. Seriously injured, yeah.
But it's continued and it's... It's a worry for England, and it's happening in Ireland too. There's a big anti-immigrant thing
over there
going on.
It's happening
in
lots of different places, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It seems like vigilantism is on the rise.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they reckon that the whole thing was all orchestrated through social media. English Defence League.
Yeah. Oh, no. Yeah.
Well, they had a big demonstration before the kids were murdered. When people are murdered, they're murdered. Killed means you can be killed by a car accident or an avalanche or a storm,
But this is premeditated.
This is violence.
They described him as he may have been autistic.
The judge decided to name the guy to try and stem the flow of false information.
Yeah,
because they don't normally
do that because he's young. Yeah.
Yeah, because I sort of thought he had a Middle Eastern sounding name.
Oh, yeah.
That's what.
And isn't that interesting? What I'm interested in before the children got murdered is that there was a big pro England rally in the centre of, imagine, London or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, and they had thousands of people there waving the Union Jack and singing Rule Britannia. What else do you think guys sing, Mick, over there?
Lots of beer songs.
Yeah, beer songs, yeah, and stuff like that.
Drink.
And they had all that, and they weren't violent to any extent on it, but there were Israeli flags amongst them.
Right.
And it just seems interesting that the far right, which you would have associated with anti-Semitism in the early times, etc., there seems to be an acceptance of the Israeli flag amongst them.
If they're more nationalistic and far right, the better it is.
So
it's blurring the lines.
Things
between.
Have morphed into something, something, you know, whereas once they would have think, no, we're not having one of those here. No, that's sort of accepted. And it's sort of that goes back to that nationalism, that supremacy.
Yeah.
Whether it's white supremacy, Jew supremacy, you know, a wealth supremacist, you know, whatever. That's a worry because that can lead to fascism, you know.
Yep, it's a slippery slope.
Yeah. And you have to have someone to blame. For fascism to work, you have to have someone to blame.
You'd have to have scapegoats.
Yeah. So I just wonder how much... you know, is this protests and riots that are going on, how much of it is actually because they're trying to null the pro-Palestine movement, etc., and tie up the pro-Palestine as migrants and Arabs and people that they don't want? I just have that. I have no real proof. I haven't looked at it enough.
We wouldn't be surprised.
No, but I just thought, there's something, maybe something deeper than this that's been pushed along, you know.
But groups like the EDL, English Defence League, and the BNP tend to push that fascist, nationalist.
And they seem to get an awful lot of airplay too.
Yeah. Especially if you've got idiots like Tommy Robinson floating around.
Well, you've got Nigel Farage. What do you call what's the name of his party?
Reform.
Reform. You know, which is you know.
And when you look at it, you think the Britain name for the Reform. British. Reform from what to what?
Anyone, anything that says bring our country back, or hang on a minute, we've had that sort of thing here in New Zealand. Better change the subject.
it paves the way to extremism.
Well, nationalists, and that's why I worry about. That's why I'm not keen on nationalists. We're human beings. We should be congratulating the sports person or whatever on the feat for humankind that he's got the fastest speed or whatever. But we start to get into this nationalism, and that can morph into
all sorts of
things. That's a worry.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Look, we could, prime example, Hitler did that with the Olympics in Germany.
36,
to promote that sort of thing, and it can happen again.
Easily.
It happened in some of those soccer games they play, particularly in Eastern Europe.
When they'll
have crowd members making peak noises or something like that.
It's a worry, that's why. But I say, this whole thing in England... terrible tragedy for the families involved and those children. But then for it to be sort of taken over by these people with
politicians and opportunists.
A different agenda just to have a go at black or migrant people.
Because the Muslim leader there out at the mosque said, "We lived peacefully in this community for 36 years.
All of a sudden...
you get these idiots.
Yeah.
And they've come from everywhere. They don't just, you know...
They move around. They organise.
Come here.
Let's face it, we have to look at social media. And we also... Because once, it was a lot harder to do. But everyone has phones now.
Yeah.
Everyone has contact with what's going on. So, you know, I don't think we've really, as a societies, we haven't really figured out how to deal with it.
Society hasn't kept pace with technology.
No, and we aren't able.
We're still in the 1930s,
and we aren't able to use our wisdom, if we have any left, to go. Hang on a minute, is this true?
They don't even stop to think about.
Maybe they don't even want it to be true because they say
more true.
They say that with social media, etc., and I do it, etc. You look at things and you scroll through and you look, but you only look at things that
you agree with.
You agree with, or you want to be interested in. You don't. I don't look at how America is talking about stuff. But I do look at their environmental stuff. I don't talk about, look at stuff that how many weapons they've made or how many people they've killed with their bombs. But can we just swing on to that? With they've just had the government said they're going to support some of the, you know, the inquiry, the royal inquiry on the atrocity of the Christchurch mosque. And the government is going to uphold most of the recommendations, but not all by any means, which has upset I think the Muslim community isn't would have liked to see the whole lot, and is disappointed.
Well, they've got a history of not implementing recommendations.
But I say that was a real stain on New Zealand, and how we, and actually what's important is not just the dealing with that at the time, is how we go forward.
Yeah.
And to me, what was disappointing is the Crusaders are still the Crusaders.
So
it went to the public, oh, do you still want to be called the Crusaders? Oh, yeah. You know, if we'd had a heart, we would have said, well, that's actually not an appropriate name. Even without the atrocities, you start, you know, the Crusaders, it was a religious war between Christians and Muslims. It's sort of not helpful, in my view.
That's all going backwards. And talk about going backwards, I see this week the US have announced they're going to deploy long-range missiles in Germany.
Yeah.
Aimed at Russia.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking, as soon as I heard it, I thought, hang on a minute, this is the 1960s, 70s, 80s all over again.
Yeah.
We've gone back to square one.
Yeah. Professor Jeffrey Sachs talks about it, and he said, what an atrocious move.
Thing to do.
He said, we've spent all these years since the Second World War
trying to avoid a nuclear
war, calm things down, which it worked.
Yeah.
You know, and now who's ramping it up? And he said, it's actually
American. American. Yeah.
He said, it's my country. He's an American. And he said, this is my country, you know.
It's so crazy, eh?
Yeah. But Germany's bent over to allow it to happen.
Which always amazes me, because during the last potential confrontation when things were ratcheting up, Germany was going to be the battleground.
And who was the battleground at the end of, you know, who lost all this, you know, lots of people?
Germany,
you know? Poland, that particular area. Whole area.
So they're quite happy, seem to be quite okay about America, who lives over there.
So the Germans and the Poles have forgotten their history. They're quite happy to
bend over for the Americans in order to keep the big bad Russians at bay, you know? So I'm not sure, but the world's in a bit of a mess, all right?
Yeah, there was an interesting YouTube program I saw about a person. He was walking through a cemetery in Warsaw.
Yeah.
I think, and it showed it had names of people on these posts as you go through, and names and all these people on these memorials right through. Mm-hmm. A lot of them are not graves. They just represent all the people that died in that city during...
Never found them.
A little bit of them, or whatever it was. Yeah. That's what it means. You go back to your comment about the backward step about the long-range missiles.
It's heading, we're just ramping up and ramping up, which, as I say, if you happen to own shares in the military happy days. And but think of
it. I hope they have time to spend it.
I think they live in Smugsville Island or wherever.
Completely insulated.
And so they're insulated, so they don't think it will apply to them.
Yeah, but they're idiots, because it will.
Yeah.
Not straight away, but it will.
Well, it's like Israel and going out and murdering people, going, look, puffing its chest, going, no one's telling us what to do. But how much fun is it going to be for an Israeli tourist going around the world or their image? You know, they're not thinking it through. Is okay, what's the end result on this?
You're talking about a bunch of fanatics, though.
Because you go back to that Israeli thing, and you remember that missile that landed in that sports ground in that what I call that illegal settlement and killed those children. Israel has blamed Hezbollah for that, and Hezbollah deny any knowledge of it. But there was also a comment that was made, could it have been a misfired Israeli rocket?
Well, the Iron Dome, you know. Absolutely. And to say it's out of character for the Syrians, the Hezbollah, to have a go at the Druze, although there's some bad history with the Druze in the massacre
in Lebanon.
Yeah. But, yeah, there's more to that. I think it'll go down like Bucha in Ukraine. There's probably more to it than just the.
But, of course, you can try and control the narrative and you just keep spinning along.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So, yeah. But bottom line is Israel, the whole Israel, Palestine, everyone's asking for Iran to have restraint and Hezbollah to have restraint. Why aren't we saying to Israel, no, you need to have some restraint?
Yourself. Yeah.
You're making yourselves, I think the Israeli psyche is everyone hates us anyway, so, but it does hurt them, and they say they've just.
And it doesn't make them any securer.
No, it doesn't.
And that's the bottom line. You can have all the weapons in the world pointing outwards, etc. They'll lose numbers. They've always had people leaving the country, etc. I'm out of here. As long as they don't bring any brainwashing with them, fine. So it's a sad case, and it's sad. Human lives have been lost, and it seems to be the West has decided, including our politicians. We don't like it, but I suppose the brown and the not Christian, and remember what happened with the Jews in the Second World War, so we'll just make murmurs and move on,
And talking about murmurs, I can see potential with Kamala Harris, even if she wins the presidency, it's going to be business as usual, despite the rhetoric.
Well, we talked about this and to say, okay, so a lot of young Democrats were upset and are upset with what's happened with Israel. And not initially October the 7th. I think most people were on Israel's side because it was an attack out of the blue. There was a reason for it. It wasn't in a vacuum. But, okay, they were sympathetic to Israel. But the response has been so over the top and full of vengeance and killed lots and lots of innocent civilians or civilians who are only... crime is that the Palestinian and happen to live in the same building.
And they can't get out.
So she sort of said, it's terrible what's happening in Gaza, etc. But I think you're right, Mick. All she's trying to do is placate the young Democrats.
And placate the other lot who...
say, vote for me, and it's terrible. But what will happen once she is president?
Business as usual?
Yeah.
And
she's caught in a bind because you can't go too far because the people who back her, you've got to back Israel. If she's not seen to do that, she'll get known.
Well, we saw the Israeli lobby, the power of Israel in the Congress. Yeah, they did how many standing ovations? 58 or 59 standing ovations for Netanyahu's speech.
It was sickening.
This is someone who is accused of war crimes and he's only been held up by the West. So they haven't issued the warrants or anything. So, it's very sad. But I say, I'm not you. I hope she is a bit more sincere.
I don't think so.
Believe it when I see it.
Can you imagine what happened if Putin went for a wander? They'd pick him up straight away.
Pick him up straight away.
And they'll haul him up to where.
And I say that's what disappoints me about the Olympics.
The hypocrisy.
Here they have the hypocrisy where Russia can't go, maybe fair enough. But then, Israel, you can come in.
But they tend to get booed off the park.
They get a hard time, and that's their own fault. It's their own fault, and their athletes need to go back to their people rather than get rid of their brain.
But they see themselves as being picked on.
They do. Victimhood.
Crimea River.
Crimea River. But instead of going back and saying, "Hey, we're not liked out there. We need to change what we do," it's like. They don't understand.
We're
victims, and terribly. We need to do more PR work. We need to do more sort of work in the West, a bit more. Never mind.
Yeah, but Israel already targeted two people this week.
It shows you how ingenuous they are.
Yeah.
They targeted... Ismail Haniyeh in Tehran, who was the Hamas chief negotiator and political head, and they've killed him.
While they're having negotiations.
And he's the negotiator. And those, the Americans told us, Israel, it's just Hamas holding it up.
Well, no.
It just shows you the BS that's gone on, and so they've taken him out. So no intention of
negotiating at all.
No, they're trying to do the old schoolyard bully They're just trying to intimidate everyone, and it works because America is so besotted with them for some reason or another.
Yeah.
We know the reasons, but and so they just bully are trying to bully their way in so no one will touch them. But I say, the problem, do you really want to be stuck in your own section forever? You know, it won't be much fun being an Israeli tourist or anywhere else. Because these, you know, they're young Israelis, they all have to serve in the IDF, etc. They're not innocent in the sense.
Yeah, that's true.
They've all been part of the machine there.
Unless you're an Orthodox Jew.
Who are kicking up
a fuss because they don't want to go into the...
Yeah, but basically they've been, you know, Israel, they're damning themselves, you know. And it might take a long time, but they're still damning themselves.
And then they killed the other person, Fuad Shukra.
That's right.
Yeah, in Beirut.
And he was a military mind, and that will hurt Hezbollah because he was the one, I was reading an article, he was the one that pushed for bringing them more missiles and weapons that could hurt Israel rather than just AK-47s. He said, we have to be able to punch them back, so to speak, because otherwise, you can't fight F-16 or
like a pea shooter,
is what Hamas has done. And all in all, Hamas is incredible that shouldn't have happened, but incredible how they've resisted. But they've only got basically guns and homemade rockets and a few even homemade sniper rifles, and they've got the odd bit of thing, but they haven't got the ordnance.
No,
they're fighting a guerrilla war at present. But of course, the Israelis go, he's in that area somewhere. Let's just take that
whole
area
building out.
How many IDF personnel have been killed in this whole thing?
Yeah, not many. Yeah, hundreds.
I think it's quite a few, number.
But 40,000 compared to.
But there's been demonstrations in Israel because they don't want their soldiers being hauled up for crimes against humanity. Well, they're saying, "Don't touch our soldiers," as if they're blameless.
A group of soldiers apparently abused a male Palestinian.
Yeah, we heard that one.
And it was sexually abused, well as beatings and everything else. And of course, instead of going, "That's terrible," it's like they rioted against the compound, etc.
The military police,
because they didn't want these soldiers arrested.
Yeah.
And MPs were also tied up with that.
And the Knesset then sort of, a right wing of the Knesset said, "This is terrible. We can't, you know, our soldiers are allowed to do what they like." What a message that sends to the public, when no one in their right mind should be supporting someone that's accused of doing. Sure, you can be, if you're a family member, you'd still be their son or parent or whatever. But no one in their right mind would be out there. You're saying let the law take its process.
The military police were going to arrest people.
But not in Israel.
Well, see, they've changed the law in Israel where the courts can't impose any sort of legal decree on them. They can. They took out a law and said, "Oh no, we don't have to follow the judicial recommendations." And
so where it all ends, so I don't know where Israel ends. It's sort of
like a lunatic
state. I can almost
see Israel sort of tearing itself apart. It just seems to be consumed with hate.
And you saw that, go back to the Olympics, there was a young fella, they were asking about the game between Israel and one of the African states they played. And the guy was asking, and they said, "Oh, well, you know, Israel played really well, but I think it might be Morocco or one of the teams, I can't remember, are starting to get on top of them now." And then these two, obviously Israeli supporters, white, came in and went, hey, no politics here." And he wasn't even talking.
He was talking about the game.
He's talking about the game. And it's gone viral worldwide because they gave him a hard time. And then
he dared to suggest that the opposing team was doing better than the Israelis.
The white woman who looks like Netanyahu's wife, but I'm sure just a clone probably, but whatever. But then started swearing, doing a chant with swear words in it. I won't repeat it. And so then he turns around and he had a horn and he goes, Free Palestine, and blows his horn, and of course they erupt and anger, you know. But who brought that on?
They did.
Yeah. So, yeah. And that's what I mean. They
can do what they like, but if anyone else says that's been you're being political, you're being
there's lots of sayings about Israel. But there's some, they cry out in pain as they strike you.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, it's that victimhood thing. It's it's sad. It's just awful for them as well. It's not. It's they live in fear. They've grown up to believe that every Arab is a terrorist, and especially they don't belong in Israel. It's just sad for them as people. And you hear people who are Israelis or have been Israelis, etc. And believe the American, the Israeli message, and then when they find out that it's not exactly like that at all,
yeah.
And we saw that film Israelism, and these people just brainwashed, and then some of them found out, hang on a minute, this isn't true at all.
Yeah.
They're shocked, they're hurt, they've just been led a pup.
Yeah, because they've been Israel's been isolated further and further, except for their mates in the USA. Because I think Netanyahu went to the, when he spoke to the Congress, where else could he have gone to for safety reasons?
Yeah, and
except for the USA.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you could go to a few evangelical churches and there's pockets of support in England, it's the same thing as we know.
Yeah.
But what the mainstream media didn't report, there was apparently 50,000 people protesting outside Netanyahu, you know. But we hardly saw, we saw a bit of it on mainstream.
And then Kamala has said they've been anti-Semitic.
Exactly.
Yes. There's not anti-Semitic.
No, but that's why I don't have any faith in anything changing if Kamala Harris gets there. It's going to be the same.
And people aren't protesting Israel because the Jews, they're protesting Israel because of what they're
doing to Palestinian people.
Yes, end of story. You know, if that was happening to the Jews of Israel, people would, would say that's awful. It's terrible. But it's there seems to be two worlds.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah. When you see your images on Facebook about people sharing information about Palestine, people waving flags, you always have these clowns with a laughing face on them. And one of the comments that particularly got me was, Palestine's not a real country. Well,
it was on all the maps. It was a real region before ownership.
I've heard one argument that the Israelis, it was Israel before it became Palestine, but the Romans kicked them out.
Well, there was a place called Philistine, which was
They're claiming that real estate's been nicked off the Israelis, and Israelis are only claiming the real estate that belongs to them, according to biblical.
Yeah,
written by someone who represented God.
And instead, imagine knocking on me, going back to Essex to where my English ancestors are, and knocking on the door of my grandfather.
This is my house.
Father said, "Oi, on your bike, this is my house because it says here that I owned this 200 years ago."
Yeah.
You know, well, they'd say, "On your bike, lad."
Well, if you're lucky.
Yeah, or get a punch in the nose. Kiss.
Or your First Nation people in Canada or the United States saying, "Well, keep those," the white people say, "keep those immigrants out."
Yeah.
Why are you still here?
Yeah.
And that's the sad thing, even with the English thing and all that. There'd be a lot of people amongst those crowds that have also got immigrants as ancestors, etc.
Yeah, we all do.
It's sad. So it becomes back to about race, you know.
There's this mythological race of superhuman beings, Aryans and...
All that stuff.
We're back to the 1930s again.
Yeah.
This mentality.
Well, it creeps into eugenics and everything else.
Yeah.
But anybody didn't closely look at Adolf Hitler and Joseph Goebbels to see you don't appear to fit that model of Aryan.
Was there some Jewish ancestry in them?
Oh, I think Goebbels had a gammy leg, and I think...
That's right,
And Hitler was...
This is the same time they were exterminating...
those people.
Yeah.
It's just, the world... It's just sad that the rise of... And I blame it... When I say blame it, I think it's also got a lot to do with...
Social media is added fuel.
But also, our democracy is weak, and it's frail in lots of areas. And the systems are wrong. So,
because of certain individuals who've taken over and undermine democratic process.
Yeah, and I say because of social media, now you can hear, they can sell their message, and people want to hear it. And let's face it, Trump did this.
And if you don't agree with it, you're a lefty loony.
Nigel Farage did it, and Boris Johnson did it well. Look, the reason why you're living in your hovel in England is those brown people are coming in the shore white boats. Yeah, we need Brexit. We need to stop that, because that's the only reason they come in is because of the Brexit deal.
Well, it just seems like social media is in control by people who've got narrow views.
Yeah, kind of.
Right-wing sort of mentality.
And we don't have to watch it, but people tend to... They are feeling disaffected, so they... Yeah.
They turn to the right because they...
Well, they hear the message. Why you're in the shit because of what?
Those people.
Yeah, you haven't got a house because of those people. You lost your job because of those people.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what happened with Brexit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the same principle.
Yeah. And look at the Republicans, and I think they're going to get a hiding in the elections, hopefully.
And if they lose, they'll lose and say, oh, the vote was rigged.
Yeah, of course. But their main strike is migrants coming across the border. That's their number one campaign.
Yeah, but never mind, those same people will use those migrants to farm their ranches and
pay them
cheap labour. And
everything else.
Cheap labour.
Because just like here and just like everywhere in the Western world,
countries need immigrants.
We're not replacing ourselves.
So you need
immigrants. We're not having lots of children. Yeah. So we use migrants. Look at New Zealand. Mm. We use migration to hold up our labour force.
Cheap form of labour.
Yep.
Yeah, and they're coming in because we're not the sort of... What you'd call the Tangata Whenua, not just Tangata Whenua, but the New Zealander of who's been born here and has 100 years here.
Generations here.
They're not replacing themselves with seven children.
They don't want to do some of the jobs that these immigrants are doing.
So they're bringing the 3GN labour to pick the fruit.
But they'll still get blamed for coming over here and taking our jobs
and taking houses,
blah, blah, blah. Same old fascist stuff.
Yeah, so, you know, this is happening worldwide.
And it's been sold on social media, and people are not stopping to think about this stuff.
I know,
They just gut reaction, and they go along with it, mindlessly.
Yeah, and then, of course, go back to New Zealand and our Hamilton, our voting.
For the
Māori Ward.
Lead off, mate.
I take it you were able to exercise your civil rights.
I was one of how many?
5.4 as of Thursday. This was in the Times.
Yeah.
I was really disappointed to read. I thought, because I go to the local library and had a box for voting papers, that sort of thing. But you've got people who haven't voted and still want to. You've got to midday... This coming Wednesday, the 7th of August. But ballot boxes are all in Hamilton Public Library, the council building in Garden Place, the Gallagher and Waterworld Aquatic, and they gave a list of other places. Most of these are community houses you'd be familiar with, like Waimarie and Glenview, Fairfield, all. So I'm sad because I thought that Māori wanted a greater say at the table.
But
have I got it wrong? Because well, this is an opportunity to vote for someone that you want to represent you on the council.
And to me, the more dangerous thing
is... Because if this is the turnout, then the people who are against Māori wards will turn and say, see, this is a waste of time and money, emphasis on money.
Yeah.
And then they're going to put the government's going to keep these referenda on Māori wards.
Yeah.
And the ducks already
right
stuck.
Into their hand.
So that was
these people who haven't got off their chuffs, I mean, what do they think is going to happen if they just keep quiet and don't rock the boat?
Well, I say, if
this is going backwards. This is another thing.
Us in the sort of the general ward, we can't be that proud because only 28 or 30% voted.
But
Māori certainly don't need to have an under 10% vote.
No. Yeah. And as you said before, come out, someone could slip in on 4% of the vote.
And that's it. Yeah.
Well, several hundred votes.
Yeah, they could still get in.
Yeah.
So whoever can organise enough of the whānau to vote.
And you already mentioned one individual,
one has good connection could well get in with 200 or 300 votes.
So at the choice of 8 votes, Craig, how many did you use? All 8? Or
I just used 4.
Yeah.
So STV.
And you were able to weed out the wheat from the chaff?
Definitely. In my case, who I see is people I just
less than
see.
Desirable?
Less than desirable, yeah.
But it's just to me the numbers.
It's a shame, mate. It's disappointing. I thought, no.
Well, it just plays into the hand.
Because this hasn't just been in the news the last couple of weeks. This has been going on
for quite some time.
Months now.
Well, plays in the hand because it plays in the hands of, like you say, the race baiters, everything else will go, look, what do we do this for? And they've got an argument.
They've got a valid argument. Well, because they've given it to them on a platter.
Yeah, it's just, this thing's cost us 100 grand or whatever it costs.
And the emphasis won't be on the time, it'll be the money. Yeah. It could be certainly a waste of money.
So then they have the referendum that will come through, and people, naturally enough, will go, well, they had the chance, and no.
They blew it.
Which is really sad, because they...
Sad but true.
Sad indictment.
Yeah.
You know, and I would have liked to see Māori really get an effort to go and actually get a bigger turnout of people registered on the Māori wards, bigger one than the European
this year we had Te Pāti Māori who organised themselves on the spur of the moment. You thought maybe Te Pāti, well, I don't know, I haven't found it, but whether Te Pāti Māori was going to try and organise Māori voters to get up and vote.
Yeah, and they should have, and I haven't seen much of that at all.
No, but it seems like
you don't have to support a particular candidate.
No.
But what should have been is a major campaign by Māori organisations to say,
And they can organise.
Yeah, absolutely.
They've shown they can organise.
Yeah.
So I just don't understand the apathy,
It's disappointing, all right.
Yeah.
And I'm quite sad about it if that stays the way, because, as I say, it hands it over to the naysayers who'll say, look, this is a waste of time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely.
What else? PM doubles down on Health New Zealand claim. This was in Tuesday's paper.
Is it the 14 layers? Is it
the 14 layers?
That includes patients.
That includes patients and the board. And I thought this is fudging.
The figures. Yeah.
Instead of just apologising and saying,
"Well,
we got to carry away."
He's still pushing this idea that. Okay, somebody's hospital board may be a bit overbloated with administration, but not all of them, surely. And he's just going for a cheap soundbite. He refuses to back off, saying, no, there's 14 layers of management. This is why we're spending $130 million over budget each month.
I just read a thing, an article, and I think it was in Italy or somewhere, where some hospital was getting the doctors to put out the rubbish and things like that. And you think, well, hang on a minute, we're shortage of doctors and medical staff. I think I'd rather my surgeon, I don't care how much he gets paid, as long as he pays his tax.
I'd rather use a surgeon, not a cleaner.
Yeah, and I'd rather the surgeon did this.
But in New Zealand, they had the opposite. They've had, I think it was Tika Whiti, and now got cleaners acting as security guards.
Yeah.
Multitasking. Yeah.
What was Sweeney Todd and the old...
Barber.
There was the barber and the surgeon.
And the pie.
The pie man.
Yeah.
Very tasty pies.
Yeah.
But yeah, they're always, let's face it, it's like an army, it's like anything. There's always got to be management and all that. And you can always look at it.
Sometimes it can be
bloated,
but this response is just ridiculous. And this leads into another article about more GP surgeries could close because the shortage of GP. We talked about this before, and there's a GP in Tauranga has shut its doors. Invercargill's after-hour service is understaffed. Apparently, it's a lack of funding or shortage of funding. So they could get to the point where the patient voice Aotearoa chairperson, Malcolm Mulholland, said that if the situation continues, it could get worse. It could be life or death situations arising because a lack of access to a GP.
Yeah.
And we said before, people are rolling up to ED department.
Yeah.
That's where the pressure will go on. Yeah, that's the pressure.
And you've got people like Luxon saying that they need to... need to get rid of management.
What's that going to do?
Yeah.
That's not actually solving the issue.
It's just moving
the deck chairs.
Yeah. I mean, imagine 14 layers of management, including the patient, frontline staff who would treat the patient, and a board chair. It's just utterly ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah. They had that issue with the Dargaville Hospital not having an after-hours doctor on call. And
this is a first world country.
Yeah, not good.
And the system's been undermined to the point where we've hinted before that, it's broken, it doesn't work, we'll have to privatise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what it sounds like. And given
orchestrated,
that... Given that somebody on Facebook shared I think it was a photo shot of I think it's Reti's, where he's got shareholdings.
A lot of doctors do. They're in shareholders and X-ray places and
But then there's a government minister, you've got sort of conflict of interest comes by.
Private shares within private health areas. And they suspect that Levy is the same.
He's sort of pushing that.
He meant
that
to declare them, or they put them like key, put them in a blind trust.
Yeah, but it still means
that they're influenced by their interests.
Can I go back to that? Do they have the what are the 14 layers? Do they name it?
No, they didn't actually specify that.
Because that's what I'd like to know.
There'd be patient, there'd be support staff, no administration, there'd be medical staff, obviously, then specialists, blah, 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 all the way up. It just implied that our hospitals don't work because they're just overloaded with management. It's utterly ridiculous.
Because let's face it, you have a hospital, but you have the support staff, all sorts of things. People who look after the grounds, and you have people who look after the
cleaners or whatever.
The equipment, and people who look at and all of them need some sort of structure.
They maintain the equipment they use for treating people or whatever.
Yeah, and you have to have someone who's in charge or whatever. So you have and for every so many people, you have a team leader, and then you have, after that, it just keeps going up the road. And
especially with a hospital like Waikato, where it covers a big area.
Yeah, so you go to...
And you've closed all those other satellite hospitals down, so you're going to have...
You are going to
have a mega management to try and cover the whole area.
Yeah, well, I would just like to know, what business or anything else goes, oh, we've got 50 staff and I've got one boss. Does that happen?
No.
You can only be efficient. It's like there's different layers and different responsibilities, you know?
And true, sometimes... It doesn't always lead to efficiencies, but then privatising is no guarantee of improvement in efficiency. And
well, then you have another layer. You have profit takers.
Yeah. So shareholders.
So they'll get rid of two.
Shareholders.
Who are up again?
Yeah.
So that sort of smells that they may be, well,
if he's trying to, then they're trying to get him to apologise or to backtrack, but he won't so far.
No.
Yeah, but is this opening the door for partial privatisation of sectors of health?
Well, they tried that before, didn't they, with the part user charges back in the 90s, wasn't it? That just seems to me like a thin end of the wedge.
But this, let's face it, all this has come about, why?
And there's
tax cuts.
And because they didn't include it in the budget, or didn't...
Tax cuts and landlord rebates. Those two things.
That sort of thing we haven't got.
And now they're blaming everyone else but themselves because...
Yeah. Which, and to say, the tax cuts, really, is that really going to stimulate much?
No.
How much are you going to get?
I looked at an article in the paper, and I think they had the new list of the cut-off points of each different layer. And I'm between 14, I'm a pensioner, so I'm between 14 and 35, I think it was. And I think my tax actually goes up from 17% to 17.5%.
But I think what do they call it? The benchmarks have changed. Yeah.
But it said that some people... will stay the same, and some people could actually theoretically be worse off.
But as I say, I just think, did we need it?
We don't need it.
Yeah, when they knew they had things that they have to do.
Yeah, like this is another article, tax cuts, no help with rate rises.
So, I don't know, I just thought that was... I don't think people voted on that. I still think people voted for these three... triumphants, or what do they call them, from the Roman era, voted on the race card. I don't think tax cuts was the big thing people voted at all.
No, you got that from the messaging.
And that's the tragedy. They could have actually said, look, we looked at the books, and use Labor as an excuse. Oh, look, we looked at the books, they're terrible, we're canning the tax cuts. There would have been a little bit of noise, but not much.
But you
know what I mean? Yeah. But no, they've
but these guys are now blaming the council because they're going to be short of money.
Well, there's slash and burn, and then everything doesn't run efficiently.
These councils need to tighten up the belt, but this guy, Simeon Brown, doesn't come up with any suggestions how these councils can find other options to try and curb.
And who's going to suffer the most from all the...
The same group of people.
The poor.
Yeah.
The poor. Struggles well.
The people that have to wait in line will have to wait in line longer.
Then they're going to get much of a tax cut.
No, because the poor.
In fact, and if they do get a tax cut, they'll spend it because they've got...
They need to.
They have to.
Yeah, for their
bunch of self... No.
Yeah, I thought they had
way of getting out of it. And they try and blame everyone else for, oh, it hasn't quite worked out. That's because it was Labour's fault, because previous government, or it's because councils aren't doing a good enough job. They need to tighten their belts. Nothing to do with what their actions have brought about.
Yeah.
Tax cuts and rate rebates, yeah, they cost... Well, billions.
Well, those tax cuts are going to be wiped out with the rates going up and the cost of living.
Yeah.
It's eliminated already.
And there you go.
Yeah, it just goes on and on.
No, and I say, it sends the wrong message. We should be sending a message that we all care for each other. And we all need to contribute.
Well, we don't. They spin that out when it suits them, but...
We care about the Olympics.
In reality, it's just same old, same old.
Yeah, are they going to...
I don't really care if you're poor.
Yeah.
They're going to drop... Despite what I say, you know...
Yeah. Are they going to drop how much they pay each athlete who wins a medal?
Are
they going to take some off that? Because we need to all get in this together. Oh, wait, yeah, sorry. I was just dreaming of my socialist...
Wake up, Fred.
Our dream, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because the other one that was come up around cuts anyway was around Rangitoa Mariki's cuts.
And Family First, I think they're going.
So what does that mean? Given that we've just had this inquiry into abuse into state care.
Yeah.
These services exist to help people that are struggling.
Struggling or vulnerable,
all the ones that's why
they exist.
The article on Friday yesterday was vulnerable lives at risk. Top doctor argues government plans to reverse blanket speed limit. This is another.
This comes back to this idiot.
Yeah, he wants to reverse the slowing down. Labour had the cap on speed limits in certain school areas during school time. Sensible, but no, that was getting in the way of economic production. So he wants to reverse it, so it's variable, depending on... Imagine how many people are going to be bothered to remember, oh, it's 9 o'clock, I must only drive at 20 kilometres an hour past a school. They ain't going to think like that. They're just going to go. Yeah. It's just ridiculous.
Well, that's Tweedledum and Tweedledummer for you.
But it's not just even the roads. The bottom line is we take away those, degenerate those services that do help to our most vulnerable.
Mm.
That is, in the end, you might not be killed by a car running over you, but your life, the quality of your life, and then you get mental condition, you die early.
Yeah.
And plus the cost of care for that person.
Yeah. We should be judging our whole society on how we look after each other. Society.
But that's gone out the door.
It just seems to be
individualism.
And this is worldwide. I don't think it's just
New Zealand. It's the Western mantra now. We're individuals. We as individuals are more important than the collective.
Yeah, we are. That's right. Yeah.
And another thing I caught, there was an estimated, this is Monday, 500 people marched through Napier yesterday protesting against what they called the coalition's government's attack on nature. Reckless and regressive government policies will leave a train wreck for future generations to deal with. Hastings environmentalist Marilyn Scott told the crowd, in case we've forgotten, our planet is 4.6 billion years old. We've only been here for 300,000, yet we've managed to destroy 50% of the planet. It was a mixture of Tamari, Palestinian. This was in Napier.
That's interesting.
Calling into question this government's
that's
environmental policies or lack of.
There's a very good series on. I haven't watched it, but I watched the highlight of in the last part of the last series called "The Planet" on Al Jazeera.
Edinburgh.
There was a combination of them.
The woman's name.
There's a woman.
Ali.
She was very good, quite young.
Ali McGraw, something like that. Yeah, very good.
Yeah, but they basically said where we've gone wrong is that humans once knew they were part of nature.
Yeah, we were in sync.
Whereas now we want to control nature.
Yeah.
And they say even some of the environmentalists use it. Oh, you know, a battle against nature they don't go, well, actually, this is the nature's cycle.
Nature's not in battle with us. We're in battle with nature because we want to dominate and control.
I watched a very good film last night. And it was called Rachel's Farm, and it was a wealthy film producer, etc., in Australia. And her new partner is a big-time Australian star. I can't remember his name. But she'd bought a farm and then converted it into a regenerative farm. And it was a really interesting film where she had to learn all this process. And luckily she had some money.
Rewilding,
changing the ground, the soils, and the whole thing packaged together. And it was, I'll try and dig it out and
see. There's one, a similar one that was done in the UK too.
Rewilding.
And said, give nature a chance, and thump, it just blossoms.
It pays back.
Yeah, amazing.
Yeah. Okay.
That's me and my bandwagon.
Oh, yeah, there's nothing much more to cover except for that comment about Chor, the MP that covers OT. You know, remember that?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
How she...
Karen, is it?
Yeah, Karen Chor. Had a sob
story. C-H-O-U-R.
Yeah. Had that sob story about being attacked by media and the opposition.
Oh, right. Yeah.
And then
she was an MP, of course.
Yeah, and then she was caught filmed laughing at the comment a bit from Winston Peter using the R word. So, yeah. Mm. You can't have your cake and eat it too.
No.
Okay. We're out of here.
See you next week.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.